AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
We know Hurricane Ida had the potential to cause massive damage. And that's exactly what we saw.
President Biden says Ida was a powerful hurricane.
We've got 1 million people in Louisiana without power. And for a time, Ida caused the Mississippi River to literally change its direction.
Ida has left a lot of damage in New Orleans.
Nothing has a quick fix.
Mayor LaToya Cantrell says Hurricane Ida is not as devastating as Katrina 16 years ago, but the impact is significant. One death has been reported in the city.
It was a tragedy where we believe an individual was driving a car and therefore drowned. Again, that information will become official through our coroner's office.
Another death was reported near Baton Rouge. Back to New Orleans, Deanna Rodriguez with Entergy says there's no electricity in the city.
There are 8 transmission lines that feed the power to the city of New Orleans that have sustained damage.
Boats and helicopters are being used to rescue people from floodwaters in Louisiana. The deadline is tomorrow for the U.S. to get out of Afghanistan. John Kirby at the Pentagon says the evacuation effort won't stop tomorrow.
We're going to continue to pursue a variety of means to help those Americans who want to get out after we are gone, get out.
There was a rocket attack today. No one was hurt. Planes have been going in and out of the Kabul airport. The Taliban have honored a pledge not to attack Western forces so long as they evacuate by tomorrow. But Islamic State Group remains a threat. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says a momentary power surge disrupted half of the New York City subway system for several hours overnight. Hochul says the breakdown stranded passengers on 5 trains that were between stations when signalization went down last night. This is AP News. The Education Department is starting civil rights investigations of 5 GOP-led states that banned face masks at schools. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The department says the policies in Iowa, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah could amount to discrimination against students with disabilities or health conditions and prevent some kids from safely attending school. It's a sharp escalation in the Biden administration's fight with Republican states who say mask wearing should be a personal choice. The department says it's ready to take action against other states where mask bans are not being enforced or were overturned, like in Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis says parents should get to decide if their kids wear masks.
Ultimately, we're just trying to stand with the parents.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Puerto Rico's governor announced new virus restrictions, including closing certain private businesses and banning alcohol sales after midnight. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.